you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. Our friend Randy Bailey is here. He is going to tell us about Rick's Bike Sale, which is going on again in May. It's going to be May 13th at the Superior Service Center, which is the Goodyear Tire Center right in Apple Valley on Glenda Avenue. And we are so excited. I think this is the 15th annual. Is that correct?
That's correct, ma'am.
Wow, that is crazy. How have you been?
I've been hanging in there, doing all right, working on bikes, having some fun, trying some new different volunteer nonprofit kind of experiences too.
Well, good. You brought in actually one of your bikes, and I've got to say that is tricked out. Tell me about that bike. And you know, I'm not a fan of rats. What's up with the rat?
Well, you know, I refurbished so many bikes to get ready for the sale. Mm-hmm. And we've got to get those back up into good, normal riding shape.
That does not look normal.
That people want. And every now and then, I get a little excited and try to do something crazy. So I've got. I build a new kind of bike. I call it Randy's Rat Bike Series.
Oh, this is a series?
Oh, yeah, there's a series.
Oh, is it taking on Schwinn or any of those?
No,
this has no
chance of competing with those.
I understand.
And they each have a little bit of a rat theme, obviously. You can see there. I've got a little plastic rat riding on the handlebars.
You do, and I like his necklace.
Yeah, his eyes
collar.
He's chained to the bike with a bike chain, so he can't get away. And there's a little generator in the front hub, and the lights light up and flash when you ride around. So it's silly.
Is that a safety thing, or is that, I think you'd be more unsafe on that.
I think I want it to be a scary thing, but I have to market it as a safety thing.
I understand. So do you have more handlebars than normal on that? No, not, or more brake levers. What's going on there?
Well, I don't know. I you know, some people with cars, you know, they make fancy claims about, you know, custom independent, you know, disc brakes and all the stuff. So I said, okay, there's four brake shoes on this bike, two on the front, two on the back, just like any other bike.
Okay.
I'm going to give each brake shoe its own handle.
That's what you're doing.
So I've got left and right independent front brake shoes. So there's double handles.
Why would I ever use those?
You would have no reason whatsoever. There's zero practical value in this. This is just a fun engineering and building exercise. You'd probably more dangerous than a regular bike.
I'm actually going to, post a picture of this on our Facebook page Your bike is, it's quite lovely and it's very unusual. So when this bike came to you, what did it look like?
This is put together based all from spare parts that we have hanging around that we normally do.
So it wasn't even a bike?
Yeah. People in the car world, there is such a thing as a rat rod in the car world at car shows. And if you go, you'll see a few things that are rat rods. And what it means in the car world and in the motorcycle world, and I appropriated it for the bike world, a rat rod is a car that's usually a piece of junk that's built up from whatever you have on hand. So lots of mismatched parts. Usually some rust on it, not too good looking.
Okay.
It's a car built with junky parts. And so I've got a rat bike.
Well, it doesn't seem rusty, though. It looks really nice.
No, I gave it a little bit of paint.
Yeah. So, Randy, this is just one example of the magic you can do with people's bikes, right?
Absolutely. Yep. I had a friend of mine that at a supper club that my wife and I like to go to. Talked to her last night when we were having dinner, and she mentioned her kids' bikes needed some work. So this morning she dropped her two bikes off. I did all the repair work on them, and she just picked them up before I came over here to the studio.
Oh, my goodness. You're so fast. Wow.
A community service thing, and that's what the whole bike sale gig, that's all about. We're a bike operation, yes, but we're community service. That's what we're all about.
Well, let's talk about the history of this, because as you mentioned, it's the 15th annual. I can't believe it. That's really impressive.
Yeah. A lot of you know, charitable kinds of things there. You hear about the first annual of it. But then you don't hear about the second annual very often.
Or maybe you hear the second, but you certainly don't hear the 15th very often.
Yeah, or the passion of the founder wanes a little bit, or they get a little older and things die.
Right.
So we've been going strong now for 15 years. It's kind of nutty. And we're still growing. We hope to make enough money this year to go over the $500,000 mark in donated funds.
Well, that's phenomenal because the last 14 years, you're almost to that number. What is it, 493,000?
We're at 439,000 right now. Oh, 439,005. So we got to just make short of 61,000 to make our $500,000 target.
And that's certainly doable from what you've said you've done in the past.
Yeah, we'll have about 450 bikes this year. That's a little smaller than usual. But we also have focused on higher quality bikes because that's what our people want. So we're hoping our average sale per bike is a little higher, and that'll help us make our number.
It's incredible. So tell us about how this event started, please.
Yeah, you bet. It's really a neat history, and I think it's kind of unique. 15 years ago, Rick Anderson, he's the Rick behind Rick's Bike Sale, Rick and his wife, Lise, who live near me in Apple Valley, I didn't know him, their kids, who I had in class once upon a time when I was a teacher, had graduated and moved on, and Rick and Lise decided they still wanted to do some sort of parenting kind of stuff. So they signed up with an outfit called Kids and Kinship, based right here in Dakota County, that matches adult mentors with kids that need an adult mentor. And you just do stuff with the kid. It's sort of like, I call it a version of Big Brother, Big Sister, if they've heard of
that.
It's
a great organization.
It's a wonderful organization. Kids and Kinship, it's just super. And so Rick and Lise would get together with their mentee. And Rick grew up, when he was a youngster, his happy place was the local bike shop, down where we both grew up in Austin. And so Rick said, well, let's work on some bikes together. So that was their activity. So they'd fix up some bikes and donate them back to the Kids and Kinship program so the kids could have a bike. Yay, everybody wins. And then Rick got a couple of adult bikes donated. And as I understand things, there was really no thought behind this. Rick just said, okay, we'll fix up the adult bikes and I'll have a little garage sale and we'll just donate the money to the program and support them that way. Well, that first year, I think he only sold 20 or 30 bikes. The next year was a little more. Next year, a little bit more. And then I came aboard. And as an ex-teacher, I had many circles of former parents and students around in the community, and people knew me and knew my name, and I came aboard and helped Rick out with, like, he didn't even have business cards to give people. So I got him some business cards, and I said one day, Rick, you got a website so people can find you to donate bikes? Nah. So I put together the website for Rick, and that thing, and it took off like a rocket. And it's grown out of control now, and so that's how we got to be so big. And you know, we're not a 501c3. We're not an LLC. We're not a charity. We're just two guys fixing bikes in our garages with help from a whole lot of other volunteers. And so hopefully we'll get up past $500,000. And the IRS, if you're listening right now, IRS, don't be too worried, because we take care of business by having the two nonprofits that we support. They work the checkouts at the bike sale for us, so we never touch a dime. When somebody buys a bike, they write the check direct to the nonprofit. When they use a credit card, it's the nonprofit's credit card machine that runs it. We do all the work, but we don't touch a dime.
You know, that is an interesting model. So why don't you tell us about the two organizations that will benefit from your bike sale?
Sure. From the beginning, because Rick and his wife, Lise, because their connection was with Kids and Kinship, that's how this thing whole got started, fix up some bikes for kids. They've been aboard since day one, 15 years ago. And then about, 8, 9 years ago, when I came aboard, my connection for volunteering is with DARTS, the Senior Services Nonprofit here in Dakota County. That's because my wife is the president of DARTS. And so I talked to Rick, and finally I convinced him, said, hey, Rick, let's split this thing 50-50. So now that's what we've done for the past 6, 7 years.
Well, you're giving back to both sides of the spectrum for us, we as people. It's wonderful.
That's one of the things we think is kind of neat.
I do,
too. We do a kids support mission on one end. We do a senior support mission on the other end. It's a neat balance.
So this event, again, is going to be on May 13th from noon until 4. You mentioned it is at the Superior Service Center. And exactly where is that, please,
for our
listeners?
One time we were at some event somewhere, and Rick and I were talking about the bike sale, and this guy next to us says, what do you host your sale? And for the first several years, it was in Rick's garage.
Yes.
In Rick's neighborhood.
I remember that,
and we were way too big, and the cops didn't like us, and we didn't have a test ride spot. And this guy says, well, I run the Superior Service Center, the Goodyear Tire Dealer. What if we hosted your sale?
That's how that came
about? Yeah, and we thought, let's see, air hoses, a parking lot for test riding. Yeah, Dan, you can host our sale. So Dan jumped aboard. And so for the past, I think, 6, 7 years now, it's been at the Superior Service Center. That's a Goodyear Tire Dealer. It's at 147th and Cedar Avenue, right there in Apple Valley. If you know where the GMC Buick dealer is, it's next door south of the Buick dealer, and Dan's backyard, Dan's parking lot, is right on Cedar Avenue, so it's kind of hard to miss. It's also right exactly where the 147th Street bus stop is.
In the past, I know that you've had a lot of people looking for all kinds of bikes. Is that what you expect again this year?
Yeah. When I get a few spare minutes sometimes, I look around on the internet and I try to find if there's any bike shop in the world that's bigger than us. And so far, I can't find anybody that has 450 bikes laid out ready for sale. There's no bike shop as big as us. I think we're the biggest bike shop in the world. So that's one of the beauties is with us, you can, especially if you're not sure what kind of bike you want, what kind of riding you might do, or what size, whatever, we've got a wider selection than anybody else.
You do.
And you can test ride, because they're already all sitting right there outdoors ready to go. You can test ride anything you want. You can test ride 20 bikes if you want. If you don't buy one, that's okay, but you'll have a better idea what you're looking for when you do find a bike. That's one of the big advantages we offer is we have a selection that's unmatched. We've got few little tiny kid tricycles all the way up to very, very high-end road racing bikes. We have everything.
What time would you recommend people come? Should they come the earlier part of the day or?
Well, there's a little bit, I suppose, of a garage sale element to this where you get the early birds that are come snooping around. And we're all volunteers that work at this sale. Nobody's getting paid a dime. We're all volunteers. Some of our folks know a lot about bikes. Some don't know much about bikes. So the day of the sale, we have a nice meeting where we have to get people trained in, trained up, coached up sometimes, and remind them about how this all works. And in the meantime, you've got early birds trying to check out the sale. And that's okay. If you want to come and look around a little bit, that's all right. But we just aren't ready to sell you anything.
Sure.
Right until right about at noon. So, you know, as with anything, earlier is best selection. We're also something different this year. In the past, we've had a Friday night, we call it the pre-sale, where we invite all of our previous buyers and donors and give them first crack. So that's kind of their little special prize for being our pal, for first crack. And for the first time this year, because we've got a little bit smaller selection and we're getting a little bit more efficient, we're doing the whole thing on Saturday.
Okay.
Whole thing on Saturday. So we'll have semi-trailers pull up early Saturday morning. We'll unload the semis. We'll air up 900 tires and line up those 450 bikes and hope like heck we're ready to go when the folks get there.
Oh my goodness. Where do you store all these bikes?
Oh boy, that's a great question, Mo. For years and years and years, that was our biggest problem. That was our limiting factor. We had bikes in friends' attics, friends' garages, friends' basements all over the city. So as the sale approached, it was pretty rough because we'd send a pickup here to pick up 8 bikes and a pickup there, and it was horrible. And then Dan, our friend that runs the Goodyear Superior Service Center, we were talking about this with Dan. And said, if only we had a place to put the bikes. And Rick and I had joked for years and years and years, if only we had a semi-trailer, that would solve all of our problems. And we'd laugh. Like we're ever going to get a semi-trailer. That's never going to happen. Well, then Dan one day says, I know a guy. So Dan hooked us up with an outfit in Egan called Mark's Towing. And it turns out, we went up and talked to Mark Bonstrom, he's an old friend of ours now, he had the contract to pick up abandoned semi-trailers. Apparently, this is a thing. It's a thing where trucking companies, if the truck gets too old or too junky
they
or whatever, they take their markings off and they leave them at rest stops.
That doesn't seem very green.
Doesn't seem very green, no. And so Mark had the contract to pick up.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I got to Google that later.
That's what he told us. Mark says, what do you want? He took us out there, and there's a bunch of junky trailers. They'll do just fine. But then, of course, the problem is once you use the trailer for something, the laws about it change.
Okay.
And so if it's just a junk trailer sitting there empty, that's one thing.
Right.
If there's something stored inside it, now it's a whole different ballgame.
Okay.
And so Mark said, you got to get it off my property. Well, we're this close to victory. And I got to thinking, Dakota County Technical College has their truck driver training program.
Yes.
They got trucks out there. Let's go talk to them. So Rick and I went out, had a meeting with their president and their manager of that department, and they just couldn't get over it. They said, you mean all you guys want is a parking place? That's it? We don't have to do anything? No, all we want is a parking place. You don't have to do anything. And the truck will move one day a year. That's it. And they were just dumbfounded. You don't want anything? You just want a parking place? Okay, all right. So we wrote up a contract.
So nice.
Wrote up a contract, yeah. Doesn't cost us anything. And then Rick and I were like, this is the greatest day of our lives. Our biggest problem is solved. We're gonna win. And then they said the bad, dirty L word.
L word. I'm trying to think.
Liability.
Oh, yeah.
Because, of course, that makes sense. You know, it's on their property.
Yes.
And we're not a business. We're not an LLC. We have no legal standing or structure whatsoever. And so my wife, who runs darts, one of the folks who benefit from the sale, she doesn't like it one bit, but she got their insurer to extend liability coverage to our trailer sitting
That's great. Good.
So that covered that was our final hurdle.
Yep.
And that year we had one semi-trailer out at Dakota County Tech College. The next year we had 2 semi-trailers. The next year 3 semi-trailers. The next year we had 4 semi-trailers all parked out at DCTC. And now we've cut back a little bit, so we're down. I just stopped by those semi-trailers on the way out here to visit you, Mo, to drop off some bikes in the trailer for storage. So that was our biggest problem, and it was like a miracle occurred.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
So maybe the Friday night before the sale, our friends up at the towing company will bring their big truck down, hook up, and haul the bikes all at once to the sale location. So no more pickups full of 7 bikes running all over the city.
And then from there, you'll put them out on Saturday morning?
Yep, early Saturday morning.
Okay, and then how do you decide where they go? Is it by size or color?
Yeah, Rick's brother, Dave Anderson, who lives right down the street from us, too, that's kind of Dave's specialty.
Okay.
Is this organization thing, and he's really, really good at it, and he knows in his head where to put stuff. We usually, they're basically by size.
Yep.
We got a little kid bike area. Then we got a medium-sized kid bike area. Then the adult bikes, because there's more different kind of flavors of those. We separate those by type. We've got a couple of rows of mountain bikes, a couple rows of road bikes, a couple rows of miscellaneous stuff, whatever. And Dave manages all that and gets us all lined up.
This is going to be incredible. Again, it is Saturday, May 13th, and it's going to be at the Superior Service Center, which is the Goodyear Tire Center, right in Apple Valley at 147th and Cedar. And if you are interested in this event, it runs from noon until 4, so go anytime in between that. And this is what I really love. 100% of the net proceeds will be split between Kids and Kinship and DARTS, which are both such great organizations. So I know that you always are looking for bikes as well. And how could somebody go about donating a bike to you? And really, what are you looking for?
Yeah, another great question, Mo. People ask, well, where do you get your bikes? Where do you get them? They're all donated to us. People have bikes in their garages they're not using anymore, or their kids outgrow them, or they're just not riding anymore. So they donate the bikes to us, and they get a benefit out of that too, besides having their garage cleaned out, is because all of the money goes to the two nonprofits. We give them a tax write-off certificate from the two nonprofits, so they can even use it for a tax write-off if they want. And what we're looking for, you know, it seems to change every couple of years. We are trying harder and harder to get more bikes that are of a higher bike shop quality. And that's not because of being selfish, it's because you can go to Target or Walmart and get a brand new good kid bike for $40. Well, if we're going to take in a bunch of kid bikes, we can't put hours in refurbishing them. It's not good for the buyer, it's not good for us. So, you know, the ones that we really, really like the best are the nicer bike shop quality ones, even if they're old or beat up, you know, Giant, Specialized, Trek, Fuji. Those are the ones we love the most, but we'll take just about anything, which is another great thing because all the parts we use to refurbish the bikes are parts we strip off of bikes we can't refurbish. That's why we have no costs, is because we don't pay for parts anywhere. And nothing we touch, you know, a lot of bikes you see bikes at the end of the driveway or maybe stuffed into some big garbage bin or a dumpster or something. Nothing we touch ever goes to a landfill. All the leftovers that we have, things we can't refurbish, I load up my pickup truck and haul them to the Dakota County EcoSite. So there's another win that's part of this ballgame.
Absolutely. So how could they go about getting a hold of you to donate them?
Super duper. Like I said, all of our bikes are donated. Well, the easiest way is probably via our website, ricksbikesale.com, ricksbikesale, and there's a thing there to hit contact, and it will have, you know, Rick Anderson's email, his cell phone. Right now my stuff's not listed because I'm on kind of a little break, but you'll have Dave Anderson's email and cell phone right there too. ricksbikesale.com will have everything you need, phone numbers, emails. Get a hold of us, and what we'll probably do is ask you some questions about your bike. You know, what brand is it? Can you send us a picture or something? We learned our lesson about some people like to use us as their dumpster. And so we're trying to avoid that a little bit, but we'll take just about anything that's refurbishable.
Well, it's really a great event, and it's for great causes. So we want to thank our guest today, Randy Bailey. Don't miss the 15th annual Rick's Bike Sale, which is going to be on May 13th from noon until 4 at the Goodyear Tire Superior Service Center in Apple Valley. And we really appreciate your time today, Randy. Thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings.